Blog Talk Radio.
Hello,
Hello, family. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now with Teresa, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, just in case you have not subscribed to our channel, please do so now by clicking that red subscribe button. Also, click the notification bell so that you will always stay in the know, guys, when we upload new video. Well, guys, I'm going to start out saying allegedly, okay? Even though I have the reports of the news clipping, I'm still going to say allegedly. Well, guys, Republican Alabama Representative Mo Brooks said Wednesday, allegedly, that he is planning to challenge the Electoral College votes next month when Congress meets to certify the election for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. Now, this is what he told Politico, allegedly, okay? And they were the first to report the news. He says, in my judgment, if only lawful votes by eligible American citizens were cast, President Donald Trump won the Electoral College by a significant margin, and Congress certification should reflect that, he asserted. This election was stolen by the socialists engaging in extraordinary voter fraud and election theft measures. And so the outlet pointed out that at least one member from both the House and Senate would need to contest the results in order to force deliberation on the matter. But even if Brooks finds an ally in the upper chamber joined in his cause, successfully overturning the election for Trump in Congress would be a tall order, particularly with Democrats in control of the House. Now, it is said, beloved, that the Trump campaign has attempted to challenge the results of the election through litigation in dozens of suits in states across the nation. And so a number of Trump allies have also launched lawsuits challenging state results separate from the campaign, including a Representative Mike Kelly, who's a Republican of Pennsylvania, who has filed an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court after the state's high court threw out the orders. And so from Brooks' perspective, he says a lot of time is being wasted in court, and he urges that the Supreme Court does not have the lawful authority to determine whether to accept or reject a state's Electoral College submission. And so under the United States Constitution and U.S. law, that is the job and duty of elected officials, he told Politico. And so it's the United States Congress that is the final judge and jury of whether to accept or reject Electoral College submissions by states and to elect who the president and vice president of the United States might be. And so according to The Hill, Brooks said he may still object to the vote if no other decide to join him, acknowledging it would serve as a symbolic protest rather than a force for challenge to the election results. And so, beloved, what do you think about this story? What do you think about this story? Do you really feel that the election was stolen? Or was trying to be stolen by Biden? What do you think? I would love to hear what you guys have to think about this story. Well, I'm going back up out of the story. Please stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next video, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Anybody wanna know his name?
To be praised.
in high breath, praise ye the Lord, because he is worthy of the praises. Lift him up, saints of God, because he inhabits the praises of his people. Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to bless God in the sanctuary. Open your mouth, child of God, and begin to praise him in his heavens. Ooh, let's go.